Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I saw a sinister smile, Steve, come from the studio. Is there something that's cooking in that brain? Is there something that's going on?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Eagerly anticipating.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we've had some time, a little time off, and we... been able
you
to
had
do
time
some
off?
Things.
Who had time off?
When did you have time
well,
off?
Well, I mean,
I didn't get a
in the midst of
who approved
in
that?
The midst of recovering. My
you
time off.
That?
My time off.
That approval. How,
oh, hey, hey, hey! My time off was trying to recuperate from my illness.
So and you had time off.
Well, if you consider hacking and sleeping, then yeah, I mean, you know,
whatever
you
want to do. On wow, your time off and he slept.
There you go.
What is up with that?
Well, that's what happens when you're ill. But. Tell us what you did, because apparently...
What do you mean?
You did something this weekend?
Oh, you're asking about my weekend? Yes. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes. He's been waiting. Go ahead. I gave you a softball. Let's see okay. What's there.
Toss it over
All
to
right.
you.
All
right.
Well...
We're not scared here, okay?
Uh-oh.
I kind of stepped out of the box. My wife had picked
it's
up...
a small box. But okay, yes, go ahead.
You know,
okay.
I said, you know... There's got to be something out there besides football and basketball that...
Whoa.
There is. You know, it's not hockey.
I have ventured into hockey. That wasn't it.
No, for sure.
I said, well, you know, John talks a lot of smack about baseball.
These things take time.
I will just give it a shot. Let's just see.
So you played baseball?
No. My wife picked up some tickets. She got some discounts on some Wahoo tickets here in Pensacola.
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you.
I said, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'll take my family to a baseball game.
There you
How
go.
Bad could it be?
Good. Yeah. Good. Uh-huh.
So we go, and real nice stadium. Really cool. First time I've been there.
Right.
Good. It's nice.
Nice breeze coming off the water. It was, you know, it was real nice. You know,
nice to venture visually. Outside the home.
You actually got out of the car.
Got out of the car. Walked into
out the
stadium.
Home. Out of the home.
You got out of the home. Okay.
And we sat down. We're all eagerly anticipating this exciting moment. And the game, or whatever it was, began.
Whatever it was.
Whatever it was.
Whatever this thing was happening. And I waited.
Yes.
And I waited for this excitement to begin. I'm just like, yes, this is it.
Yes.
And 1 hour went by. And then another. And dude, I'm telling you.
That is why I keep saying hockey.
It was all I could do to stay awake. recently I saw this article on the news. This dude was asleep in the stands of a baseball game. And he just, you know.
I saw that.
He's like trying to
sue the Yankees.
He's trying to sue the city.
Yeah,
he
sued the Yankees for putting him on TV like that.
They caught him sleeping. He was like. He was out. I mean, he was like out.
Was it a Yankees-Mets game?
Well, it couldn't have been a Yankees-Mets game.
It doesn't matter. It was this baseball thing.
It's a baseball thing.
And I can totally understand the guy. I can totally
relate
to this guy.
You can relate. You
can
empathize
with him.
You know, I'm like, dude, I can't take this. Guys, let's go.
Well, let me ask you this.
I
made it through 4 innings, bro.
You're kidding
four
me.
4 innings. That's all I can handle.
You tortured your family and you guys left?
I feel bad that I tortured my family.
What
I made them stay there
say?
That long.
You
Did they
left?
Have
fun? They were totally cool with it. Let's go. So we got up and
wow.
we left. They left.
A
we
9 left. Inning game and they leave.
I can only stay in 4 innings.
4 innings. See, baseball is America's pastime.
No. It's well, your pastime.
It's America's pastime. 162 games a season. 162 games.
I don't understand
it. He can do 4 innings, let alone 162 games.
Unbelievable. Well, you have to communicate. If I could have been a fly there just to see, did you guys talk?
Dude,
did
it's
you?
So boring, dude. They actually have to have these intermission things to excite the crowd in between the innings because there's nothing going on.
You have to understand the
no,
game.
No, they're like doing these little vent things like kids running around the bases and
Elijah,
this
we will
stuffed
talk about
animal
this
looking
tonight.
Dude running around. It was, I'm sorry.
So will you ever go again?
If I got you tickets and it's like, hey, we're gonna have a guy time. Let's just go.
If I want to go take a nap, I probably.
We just want to apologize to Major League Baseball right now and the Wahoos. We enjoy baseball. Well, I'm sorry he did not have a...
On that note, I just want to say that there is other seasons approaching that when I do get some hockey tickets...
Actually, in a couple of weeks,
I will remind you
an actual real sport coming up.
I will remind you of this conversation, and I will invite you to hockey. I just want to present that.
That is not going to happen. But I will tell you. I will tell you that I did go with him to see the Aints game one time. I ventured and I went. Mm-hmm.
And it was very exciting. Actually.
Oh no,
we had a heck of a time.
Have you seen Saints fans in New Orleans? We had to escape with our life.
Was the best experience of your life. Come on.
Listen. I've been to stadiums in New York. I was terrified in New Orleans. Sorry with these Saints. Saints fans. I don't know. But anyhow, I'll have to invite him
to
another game.
I just want to let you know.
Yes, please tell me.
You know, I love you.
He went. Okay, very good.
I went to one of your games.
He went to a game. Jonathan, I'm sorry. We will work this out. We will get you to another game. I know that you wanted to stay longer. Did you get him a hot dog? Did you get him a drink or something? Did you get him, you know?
No, I wasn't paying $10 for a hot dog.
No Cracker Jacks, no. Jonathan, I'm sorry. We're going to get you a hot dog and a sandwich, and we'll have to try this out again. But on to being the secret of an overcomer. He overcame.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.